Joining us now is the Chief Executive of the New South Wales Rugby League, Dave Trodden. How are you, Dave?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, going very well. Great to have you on the program again now. Peter Vlandis is adamant all three grades will return to fixturing going forward in the NRL. From a New South Wales Rugby League perspective, how difficult will this be to achieve?
Oh, I don't think it'll be difficult at all. We work every year with the NRL on the draws in our competitions, and one of our draw priorities every year is to make sure that there's as much alignment as possible between the NRL draws and the draws in our competitions. And we do that for a number of reasons. One, the sort of reasons that the NRL is now talking about, but also things like efficiency in the use of off-field staff. So, NRL teams don't have to duplicate off-field staff twice or three times with different teams. And also to contain production costs for people like Fox who broadcast some of those games. So, for instance, this year we started working in about December last year with the NRL on alignment of the draws. And so this year there's something like 80 of our second-tier games which are already aligned, and over 70 of our under-21 games are already aligned with the NRL club draws. So really, it won't be that difficult at all for NRL clubs to be able to have double headers and triple headers to sort of fulfil the desire of the NRL in that regard. So, I mean, I'm really encouraged by the NRL acknowledging the importance of those tiers of football, particularly in circumstances where those competitions weren't able to be played last season because of COVID. So I think it's great.
Dave, there's been a lot of talk about another team coming into the NRL and that team coming out of Queensland. How do you feel about that, firstly? Are you happy with that, or would you like to see another team from New South Wales? And do you think right now the NRL can afford another team?
Well, I think rather the obvious place for another team to come is from Queensland. I mean, we've got the predominance of the competition is in New South Wales at the moment. I'm not sure that we could really sustain another team in New South Wales at the moment. And if anything, I think most people would say this, if anything, more teams than there should be in New South Wales. So, Queensland has been such a great breeding ground for rugby league players and has such a strong market with the Broncos for the last 20 or more years. And so I think it's an obvious place to place another team. And certainly I think the competition can sustain another team. You're always looking to grow the footprint, and I think it's an obvious decision to make.
Yeah, Dave. You talk about the challenges that the game faced last year, and some of those competitions weren't up and running. What were the challenges you faced, and are you worried at all that, in particular out in country areas, because I know that now that the CRL and the New South Wales Rugby League have come together, some of those clubs will survive? Will there be clubs out there in the country that mightn't survive?
I'm really confident, Loz, that we'll have a great season this year and they'll all survive. Loz, one of the biggest problems last year with country rugby league is that, as you know, all of those clubs depend so heavily on gate takings every year to finance their operations. And so one of the biggest impediments was the fact that we couldn't allow crowds, or, we didn't think we could allow crowds, certainly in the early part of the season. And so the challenge for a lot of those clubs is that with no crowds, they couldn't finance their operations, and therefore it was easier for them to have a season off rather than to continue on. But I think one of the lessons that we learnt last year is that we can manage things really well. I'm really confident that, particularly in regional New South Wales, that things continuing as they are, there won't be government restrictions on crowds at games. And I'm really confident that we'll have as big a season as we've ever had next year. Everyone's really looking forward to it, because footy is such an important part of the community fabric in regional New South Wales. And so there's a lot of anticipation around it this year.
Have you had many country rugby league clubs reaching out for help, Dave?
Oh yeah, we had quite a few country rugby league clubs reaching out for help last year. But that's what we do, we give them help. So that's we're always happy to provide them with support. And so we're supporting a really great initiative down in Group 9 on the 10th of April. A couple of the clubs down there reached out for a bit of support. It's the 100th anniversary of the Mar Cup, which is one of the great competitions that's existed in regional rugby league. So we're supporting Tumut and Gundagai in that game. And so, we get from time to time request for assistance, but that's our job. We're always happy to provide assistance to make sure that we can rugby league can flourish in regional areas.
Dave, we saw the New South Wales Emergent Origin squad come together over the weekend. How important is this for New South Wales Rugby League in general moving forward to give these young players the opportunity to meet with Brad Fittler and meet some of their idols?
Yeah, it's a really important part of the process, Michael. So it gives all of those young guys an opportunity to get comfortable with Freddie and his coaching staff, get to understand what he's about, and also the reverse as well, for him to understand what those players are about. Yeah. So, you know, when they eventually get picked to play for New South Wales, hopefully they come into an environment that they're already reasonably familiar with, interacting with a coach that they're already familiar with, and you know, he's already familiar with them. So it's a process that we've had for some time. When Loz was the coach, we did the same thing. We often used to take a couple of young guys, emerging players, away with the senior State of Origin squad just to sort of familiarise them, guys that we'd identified as on the pathway to a senior Origin game. So it's been a really important part of our planning processes, and I think will continue to be so.
One thing that Rugby League has done terrifically well, Dave, and I know that New South Wales Rugby League have been great supporters of this, is the growing of the women's game. How much was that knocked around last year, and what are our expectations on this year with the amount of girls coming back to play?
Well, interestingly, Loz, that was one of our major competitions that actually remained intact last year. So we played it in a reduced form, but we managed to get through that season. And that's by a long, long way the fastest growing part of our game, and that'll continue to grow this year. I mean, every year our senior competition expands in numbers. And every year the pathway underneath it grows, so we've got competitions that we can offer to girls in every age group, right the way up to senior footy now. So that will just continue to grow and grow, and that's a really exciting part of our game.
What were the key learnings, Dave, out of the 2020 Origin failure in your review of Origin?
Well, Jared, it was a sort of a funny year because a lot of the things that impacted on Origin this year, things like the fly-in, fly-out on match day, the expanded squad, the management of three games on three consecutive Wednesdays, they're all issues with the preparation this year, but they're all things that hopefully won't reoccur in 2021. So there were reviews and there were learnings, but I'm not sure that I think a lot of the learnings were sort of specific to the circumstances last year, and I'm not sure that there's much that we can carry forward to this year. I mean, I think that the coaching staff had some specific learnings about their approach to some of the games, and perhaps the mix of players in some of the games, But no doubt they'll come up with answers to those issues.
And the junior reps kick off this weekend, Trotto, is that right?
They do. Yep. They do. The Laurie Daly Cup and the Andrew Johns Cup and the Harold Matt and SG Ball competitions all kick off on Saturday and Sunday. So, so we're right into the heart of the footy season from then on.
Yeah,
that's exciting as well.
No shock that Loz had to get his own competition mentioned,
and
Dave.
It's the biggest trophy as well. The Laurie Daly Trophy is twice the size as the Andrew Johns Trophy.
Well, one of the other really exciting things that's happening during the course of this week is that we're about to announce a naming rights sponsor for the Laurie Daly Cup. So that's one of the most sought after properties in
nasal spray.
I'm going to say, are there many companies that have got $15 million a year?
It's a very, you flawed me now. I had to.
Oh, dead set.
The goat soap Laurie Daly trophy.
Unbelievable. Actually, Dave, just before you go, we spoke about the emerging Blues squad, but Joseph Suwali, so obviously no issues endorsing the 17-year-old to be in that squad. What are your thoughts and feelings on whether the NRL will change the eligibility for, whether he'll be able to play first grade before he turns 18?
Yeah, I think there's a whole lot of complications around that issue, Jared. I mean, I think the sort of focus for Joseph shouldn't be on, you know, the next 6 weeks or the next 6 months, but, you know, he's got a long, long career in front of him, and everything's pointing towards a fantastic career. And I think you'll find that the Roosters are particularly responsible with their management of him, and they'll be playing the long game rather than worrying too much about whether he plays in August or September. If he does, you know, it will only be because the Roosters and Trent Robinson think he's absolutely ready for it. And, you know, if that's what they think, I'll be prepared to back their judgment.
Well, Dave, always good to talk to you, mate. Thanks so much, and good luck for the year ahead.
And you too. Thanks very much.